As well as being able to delve into history on a scale of millions and millions of years, fiction gives us an interesting inroad into what happens when we start trying to apply data sets to eons rather than minutes, days and months. John, what have you been up to?
Well, I'm interested in visualising deep time. I think we can visualise the Gregorian calendar at the moment, which is most timestamps are in that. I want to look further back and see what you can see. And the best data set I found was from The Guardian. They have every trip that Doctor Who ever made. So you can go back 13.7 billion years, you know, to the Big Bang, forward to the end of time and everything in between. So I think that would be an awful lot of fun to be able to sort of watch this timeline zoom in, zoom out as you follow Doctor Who. But this is my first hack day, so I've realised I've kind of bitten off a bit more than I can chew. So I've got the timeline kind of working. What I don't have is the data in there mapped to that yet. But, you know, I'm going to carry on with this and make sure I get it done. But I've got something to show today, and I've really enjoyed it. It's been an awful lot of fun.
That's great. And you had quite a nice little visualisation of what happens when you click from one particular sort of...
That's right. This is it's all dynamic. What I really want to do is have a multi-touch version of this, because I think timelines will work really, really well with multi-touch. Yeah. We're swiping right, swiping left, and using pinch for zoom. People are kind of used to that user interface now, so I think we can do some really cool stuff with timelines, but applying that, you know, that kind of user interface idea to it. So
you can click from 1 minute to a billion years and see it condense.
Yeah, and it's quite a trip. Yeah. I think the other thing as well is... It gives you context. That's what I like about it, is that if you can see just where we are in the space of time, you know, it's pretty humbling. So I think it's worthwhile. It's one of these things, if you can visualize it, then you can communicate it very, very quickly, and anybody, it's very accessible as well. So
it does seem like it's a really useful way of just thinking about just how small the space is that we occupy within.
Absolutely.
That which is time.
I mean, I'm a visual guy. I like to see things and play with things, and I think this is a great way of communicating, because I've got kids now as well. I want to kind of get this across to them, and they can play with this. You know, they can't program it, but they can play with it, and they have a ball with this kind of thing. So
brilliant. It looks really good.